Welcome again to Montenegro.
Yeah,
it's your
finally.
Fourth time here. So what are you feeling when you come here?
Oh, actually it feels amazing because you know already what you can expect. You know the guys here are always taking care of you like very well, and it's like friends you only see like every year, and that's amazing. That makes it a bit special for me.
So you have a unique style, mm-hmm. and you have your Be Different principle. Do you apply this kind of principle when you play during your live shows? Are they different from each other?
I think nowadays you have to have something unique to make it to the market, because otherwise you will be always like a copy of someone else. Like a lot of young guys are trying to copy like Hardwell or whatever. But I think if you really want to make it nowadays, you should try to find something new. And luckily, when I was a little younger, I found this new style, so it was that made like my whole career, to be honest.
So what are you working on right now?
To be honest, I was a bit afraid to release One-on-One because it was so different to my other songs. But the feedback was so great, and I remember when we released it, I was in Australia, and the guys, like my whole team, they posted it on every single social, and it was the first time like my whole fans heard it, and I was so nervous. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, hopefully not so many bad comments, because people want to have the typical Tujamo sound all the time. And it was a bit different, so I was very nervous, and to be honest, within thousands of comments, I saw maybe one or two comments like, please do your old stuff, that's it.
Oh.
So that helped me a little bit to like open my whole music production world. So I think I'm going, like, I will always do the Tujamo stuff, of course, because I love it, I love to play it. But here and there, I will be like a little bit like going to the radio stuff and more like, yeah, something like that.
What are you the most excited about in your life at the moment?
I think it never changed within the last 10 years, because I'm living my life. I'm like, every day I wake up and I'm like, I don't have to work, because it doesn't feel like work to me. So it still feels like I'm living my hobby, and I at least I can like pay my rent and everything, and that's amazing. That's super nice, and that's honestly something I'm super excited about, and I hope that's gonna last for the next 10 years also.
Over your career, is there any moment that you are the proudest of?
I remember there was a moment. It might sound weird now, but I was a little younger back then. And I was sitting in the studio and I released the song Who in 2012. And I sent it to a couple of guys, like a couple of big DJs, but I never got a reply because they were like, who's that guy? But then I was watching the live stream of Tomorrowland main stage. Super unexpected, like I was just sitting there, I was a little bit in the studio, and I was like, the volume was super low on the other TV, and I was just watching it to get inspiration, and then Avicii was playing, and then I heard Who, and I was like, is it on my computer? Oh no, it's on Tomorrowland. And I was sitting there, I was like shaking, I was like sweating. It was so crazy. That definitely was one of the moments I was really proud, because you saw like 80,000 people going crazy on your song, which you produced in like a super small town in Germany, just a little kid. That was crazy for me. That was one of the moments.
What are the top five things that you can't live without?
Family, friends, I love eating. What else?
Sushi,
yeah, I love it. Playing, of course, like, and making music. That would be like my top five.
Okay. What in music gives you goosebumps?
When something sounds very, very good, or you have like even like a melody, it can be super, super easy. I remember when Swedish House Mafia dropped their song One. I heard it and I was like, I could feel it, like, because the melody was so good. But also when you play like big festivals, I had a couple of big festivals this year, and people are singing along, like you turn off the volume and you just hear like 60,000 people singing, you feel like blown away.
What has been the most memorable day of your life so far?
I think there would be a couple. That would not be like one specific day. That would be like a couple of days. So, but it would be like most of those days would be like some success in music, of course.
Okay, and the last question. Mm-hmm. Spotify or Apple Music?
Definitely Spotify. I never used Apple Music. I'm a big Apple fan, but Spotify is shit. It's good. Yeah.
Why?
It's just so easy. It's so simple. And I remember last week I was with a friend and we had a coffee and we heard like one song. It was like a super old hip hop classic. And we heard it and I said, wow, this is amazing. And then we just played song radio and Spotify gave us like a playlist within like a second with 30 tracks, super similar to that. And I think I downloaded every single song because it was so good. So in Spotify, you can really like find some new music, which is amazing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.